Did you know that RNIB has a sight loss advice service that's there for you on the phone, via email? There's lots of advice on the website, but sometimes there's nothing like talking to an individual. Your question can be as big, as small, as simple, or as complex as you like. They're all here to help. Now, Alan Atherton is one of the advisors. Thanks very much for joining us, Alan.
My pleasure, Alan.
So the service itself covers the whole of the UK. I suppose you don't have to be someone who's blind or partially sighted, you know, to call you for help, because people could have sort of questions maybe about a friend or a family member, or maybe some questions they're concerned about themselves about their sight.
Yes, by all means. Anybody can call us, whether it's a family member, friend, neighbour, employer, bus driver, anybody who has a question. For example, I had a couple of callers this morning asking about their neighbours, just wanting to get some further information from my neighbour struggling to cook to I'm trying to help my neighbour to get a blue badge to more complicated questions about trying to claim benefits, support for people in employment, Equality Act and a lot more.
It sounds as if you're very encyclopedic, Alan, but I suppose all the advisors, you know, you can't answer all the questions for everyone, but the ones you can, you do, and others you can probably signpost to other areas.
Well, yeah, we can't be expected to know everything, but we do have a lot of resources to hand. So I used to be technology advisor, so I'm quite good with things like the iPad and Android and other things like that. But ask me anything about community care and I'll start to stumble a bit. But like I say, we've got resources to hand. We won't just say, oh no, we can't answer that. We'll either research it for you, or if it's more appropriate, as you say, we'll signpost to another organisation.
I suppose people call up as well. They're going to hear it from people like yourselves who have a sight loss condition. So, you know, you're really talking about a lot of this from personal experience too.
Yeah, not all of our advisors do have a sight loss condition, but we all have knowledge of sight loss. So whilst I can personally give examples of how I struggle, what I always say to people is we are individual. So whilst I may struggle with this and may be able to do that, doesn't mean that you'll struggle with the same things or be able to do the exact same things. So we do have our personal experiences, but we don't bombard people with them. We tailor it to that individual. It's a trial and error process. We can give you advice about how to do, for example, daily living activities like how to put toothpaste on a toothbrush. People think, oh, I've never thought of asking about that one. But more often than not, when you first start losing your sight, it does become one of the hard things to do. And there's lots of different ways people try it, and it's up to the individual to figure out which way is best for them.
Do you ever get people calling up who are perhaps in a bit of a bad place as well? You know, they've probably found out they're losing their sight. They haven't really been given any kind of support. So was that a bit different for someone phoning up saying, how do I pour a cup of tea properly?
It can be both. So someone could call saying about they can't pour a cup of tea. But we always have a more detailed chat about how they're coping. But we do get people calling up directly because the emotional side of sight loss for some people is more than others. And sometimes it impacts you straight away. Other times it can be a year, 10 years, 20 years down the line. So the RNIB does have a sight loss counselling service, but we can speak to people about what support is available for them, practical support and emotional support, and either refer them into those services or just give them the information so they can come back to us when they feel they're ready to do so.
What are some of the regular questions you get?
The main questions that we do get are around what benefits people are entitled to, and that's always good to look at, because the majority of information these days is online, and the way to apply for benefits is like go online. So we're able to discuss with people what their personal circumstances are. It's all confidential, and it allows us to identify if they are entitled to any benefits, and if so, we will actually offer support to help them through the claims process. But we also get other questions regarding our technology, how to make my smartphone accessible, what can help me around the home. And we will answer those questions, but if it's too technical for us, then we do have a specialist technology team that we can put people through to, and they can offer more specialist advice on that. We also get random questions about leisure activities. So I'm trying to do this hobby, but I'm struggling, or I want to go abroad, but I struggle in the airport. I'm trying to go to a museum. Is there any support available? And all this type of stuff. Every day is varied.
What do you get from being a sight loss advisor yourself?
I've always enjoyed helping people to learn new things. So previously, I volunteered supporting people to learn technology, and that's just developed from role to role within R&IB to lead me to be a sight loss advisor. And people call up. Most of the time, it's a little thing, but that little thing day by day has a bigger impact. And just being able to resolve one little thing or two little things in a person's life can have a huge impact. So that gives us a huge sense of pride in knowing that we've actually helped.
I suppose it's important then to say, you know, there are no silly questions. You know, people shouldn't feel they're a bit daft for asking a certain question, because at the end of the day, as you say, the smallest help, telling people about, I don't know, bump-ons they can put on their cooker or whatever, you know, that small thing can make a massive difference.
That was actually one of my inquiries this morning. Have you been listening to my calls, Alan? Well, I do say there is only one silly question, and that is the question that you don't ask. I had a conversation recently with one of my clients. I've been assisting this person with getting support from social services. I only called up to check if they had a low vision assessment on Friday, and just before I finished the call, I just checked whether they were getting the right benefits. And it turns out that the couple in question weren't claiming pension credit, and we just had a little chat about it. I did a quick calculation to determine whether they would be entitled to it, and based on their circumstances, they are actually entitled to pension credit. But the couple didn't look into it because they were thought, because of their savings and income, they just weren't entitled. But they're now going ahead making a claim, and that can have other benefits like claiming council tax support, and also for them a free TV licence.
So just from that initial conversation, so much more has obviously come from that, Alan. I mean, I'm sure there's many, many, many examples we could talk about, but I think it's probably better if people just get in touch with you guys to ask the questions and get the answers. So if people would like to get in touch, again, Alan, you know, they don't have to be blind or partially sighted themselves to be calling on behalf of a friend, family member, or as you mentioned earlier, a neighbour. So what's the best way to get in touch?
Well, there's information on our website, so rnib.org.uk. There is an online inquiry form there, but it's sometimes just easier to pick up the phone and call us on our helpline number, which is 0303 123 9999. And our advice service is open 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday to Friday. So by all means, give us a call in the evening if that's easier. But you can also send us an email at adviceservice@rnib.org.uk.
Alan, great to hear about the advice service. Let's hope many, many more people do take advantage of it, which, hey, let's face it, it can be life-changing as well. And thank you for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
You're welcome, Alan. Thanks for having me.